And now, during our pregame, it's time to visit with Alterilla co-head coach Chris Reinert, my guest, and the Warriors. Victory in week one. Coach, congratulations on your win over Lawton Bronson. Tell me a little bit about it, if you would.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's a great way to always start the season is get on that in that win column right away. Kids were amped up, ready to go. It's one of those games, just a lot of ups and downs. It's kind of a strange flow to the football game. We started off with the football on the very first possession, first snap of the year. We put it on the ground on an exchange between the quarterback and the running back, and unfortunately Lawton returned that for their first touchdown of the year. And shortly into the game, 10 seconds into the game, they were up on us 7-0, but 3 plays later we answered on a 48-yard touchdown run, and both teams were on the board in the first 30 seconds of the year, so it was kind of interesting.
I'm sorry, but I can just see you and your staff just shaking your head on that first exchange there between your center and quarterback.
It was just one of those deals that, you know, we had to play, you know, that we were set on all week long that we were going to run, because we felt like we knew what the defensive line was going to do right away out of the gates, and unfortunately, it backfired. And it's the way the football game goes. So,
hey, you know, speaking of running, Coach, your team ran the ball well, over 200 yards rushing.
We did, yeah. Anthony Carrier got loose a couple times. Just one of those guys that gets out in space, and his vision for the first week out was really, really good. We had some issues with that last year, and that was part of being a sophomore last year, learning how to find the gaps and turned up field rather than going sideline to sideline. So he did a good job of that there night. He actually cut back underneath a couple things that wasn't intended to be there, but the gap was there. He took it, and actually on his third one of the night, later on he cut one back across the grain, and once he got to the linebackers, he found the other side of the field and just turned on the jets. So that was fun to see. So yeah, he's doing a nice job there.
Okay, you mentioned that Lawton Bronson gets the first score on a defensive touchdown, but your defense, all in all, must have been pretty good in week one.
Really did a great job. We gave up a long drive in the second quarter, headed towards halftime, and on a fourth and goal, we held them out of the end zone. So that was very much needed, and we took a 20-7 lead into half, and that's actually what it was after the first quarter. First quarter ended 20-7. We kind of got hot there. Rolling in the end of that first quarter, and then things just kind of got flat in the second quarter. Third quarter was kind of a repeat of the first possession of the night. Lawton actually put a pretty good drive together. We forced a punt. The punt got over our heads. They downed it at the one, and on the next play, our only play in the third quarter on offense, unfortunately the ball got loose on us in the end zone and ended up getting batted out of the back of the end zone for safety. So that was the one and only play we ran in the third quarter. Unfortunately the points went to the other team, so
right.
They were able to put another drive together and actually scored to make it real interesting. All of a sudden it was a 20-15 ball game where we felt like we had done great things all night to keep them behind us, and all of a sudden it got real interesting, and then in the fourth quarter we were able to tack on another score to finish off the ball game with a 27-15 win there. So,
and Coach, now for yourself and Coach Peck, talk Storm Lake. What have you guys done in preparation? What's your mindset as you enter week number two?
A lot of fun. You know, it's been a long time since we played Storm Lake, and it's just one of those things that, you know, team right next to you, obviously it's the kids know each other so well anymore with social media, and these guys hang out on the weekends and they know each other so well, so it's just a lot of fun for them, you know, an opportunity to play one another. You know, we scrimmage basketball every year, and in Jamboree we get matched up, so it's not like the kids don't know each other and don't know who each other are, so a lot of fun there. But yeah, getting ready for Storm Lake, obviously, as in a lot of years or a lot of weeks, we're going to be undersized. They're probably going to have some speed on us and whatnot, but we've really actually focused a lot on ourselves this week on the offensive side of the ball, just cleaning up those things that we ended up shooting ourselves in the foot with last week. Just trying to be better at what we do. Defense, a lot of stuff we had to kind of prepare differently for this week. A lot of those pulling guards and pulling tackles, and they even pull the center once in a while. So we got lots of stuff to our linebackers to really pay attention to this week, and Coach Week does a good job of keeping the defense off balance with those counter looks, and then obviously with the passing game, you know, Mark, if he's back tonight, he had a good start last week over in Cherokee. He got the ball in the air a little bit, and I think, if I remember right, I think he was like 11 of 18 or something like that. Yeah. Through the air before he left the game. So obviously the threats there on both in the ground game, just with counter action, and then Mark throwing the ball through the air. So
that's going to be a good one, Coach. Appreciate your time, and as always, best of luck to you and Coach Peck, your team, and go get them. Have fun.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. Chris Reiner joining us here in the pregame. Take a short timeout. We'll come back and have more leading up to the 7 o'clock kickoff. Alta Aurelia Storm Lake football right here Friday night on 92.9 The Moose.